Good morning, everyone. Well, I've entitled this video, Another Day to Exalt Jesus Christ. I talked yesterday about the fact that in 100 years, none of this will matter. What's going on, nothing will matter. But for some of us, it's a lot less than 100 years. A friend of mine emailed me and says, more like 50 years. I emailed him back and says, more like most for me. My dad lived to be 92. I'm 67. So, that's less than 25 years. But each day that we live is another day to exalt and honor Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? Well, we start by proclaiming His Word. A lot of people proclaim a lot of things. There's a lot of proclamations right now going on. But, you know, there's much more to proclaim than who won the election or what the stock market is doing or how your kids are doing in school or how much money you're making. There's a lot more to proclaim than that. This is just another day to exalt Jesus Christ. Around this time of year, a lot of people are worshiping the baby in a manger. Jesus is no longer in a manger. A lot has happened since the little babe in the manger. Jesus Christ was crucified on a cruel and rugged cross at Calvary. Where specifically, He came to save His people from their sins. Jesus Christ did not stay on the cross. And He was buried in a tomb, and He didn't stay in a tomb. He rose up out of the tomb, and He didn't just stay here on earth. He went back to His Father, ascended to heaven. He seated at His Father's right hand, making intercession for you and me, if we're one of His people. So this is just another day to exalt Jesus Christ. The rest of our days, let us exalt Jesus. We don't know how much time we have left on the face of this earth. I might have a day, and I may have 25 years. But each day, I pray that God would allow me to honor and exalt His name. He came to save His people from their sins, and He accomplished what He came to do. You know, looking back in history, we see events unfold. But the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever. It's not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent His Son to die to redeem His chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven, with the three in one, made provision for this sinner. Through His blood, the work is done. The plan was determined between the three. and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he knew before the world began. It was predetermined. Yes, it was his master plan. And it wasn't just a plan. It was fulfilled. We used to sing this song, at the cross where I first saw the light. The burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. We also used to sing a song, Oh Say But I'm Glad. Oh Say But I'm Glad, I'm Glad. Oh Say But I'm Glad. Jesus has come, and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Well, are we exalting Jesus Christ on a daily basis? Are we giving him honor? Praise for all he's done for us? Are we thanking him and praising him for the great work he accomplished? When I think of God's love and what he did for me, cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like watching the angels and listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation, you had this worm in mind? Scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way the grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Thank you. Well, this morning, let us use this day, another day, to exalt Jesus Christ. Let us thank him for his daily grace and mercy that he's shown to us. Undeserving as we are, everybody wants to cry, rights, rights, rights. Jesus freely laid his life down. Freely laid his life down. He wasn't proclaiming his rights. He was showing his love, his mercy, and his grace. He said, I freely lay my life down and I freely take it again. Well, this morning, we should be proclaiming what awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace that Christ has bestowed upon us. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. Choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin. To be adopted into his family from the beginning to the very end. How tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity. By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paying the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our soul, all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. This is just another day to exalt Jesus Christ. God bless.